It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. You think back to some of the all-time great goals in playoff history for the Beavs, especially the Division I era, two come to mind, both in the same year. Head coach Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. You think back at some of the greatest playoff goals ever in Beaver Hockey D1 history? Two come to mind immediately. CHA Championship game at the John Glass Fieldhouse in overtime against Bobby Moe. Matt Reed face-off win back to Ryan Adams. Adams delays, Rito goes to the net, scores propelling the Beavers onto the national tournament. The other great goal? The very next game. First game against Notre Dame. The Beavers' Chris McKelvey scoring just a minute 42 in against Notre Dame. Which goal was bigger? Head coach Tom Ceratori.
Readers, because they got us to the national tournament, period. When there never would have been C-Mac's goal, that first goal against Notre Dame might have never been there if we didn't score that goal. And I still remember to this day, Schooley was yelping about a pick. So I can't remember if it was Franny or Scofie did a good job. I mean, you come inside, that obviously, again, for a split second, that slows down or stops the route of that guy going to the point. What happened at that particular point, that allowed Adzi to get it through that layer. Once he got it through that layer, Reeder got to the net, got the rebound, and scored. So, I mean, there was a lot of things that played out properly in that particular play. You know, Adzi made a good shot. Reeder won it clean. But, again, slowing down the guy going out to the point was monumental.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.